This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Minutes after the hour here on the Thursday program. It's April 30th, and we here on the DJV program, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keeman, Doug Steffen, are on the Feeding America bandwagon, responding to the virus, helping people who don't have enough food to take advantage or be able to be helped by the Feeding America food bank. Food bank, was that? Yeah, it's the food bank. It really is. They take... Victoria's explained this a couple of times. Take food from restaurants, I guess from farmers now, too, that have it and are passing
surpluses. It surpluses all from about stores, surplus. Too. They have partners like Purdue and Whole Foods and Walmart. So they're kind of, those big organizations are getting involved, too, which is great. So Feeding America goes to the store, they pick up the surplus. Like we said earlier in the show, one of the things that I learned from Tiger King is that every time you pick up an item that's meat or produce or anything from dairy, and if you go to the checkout counter and then you realize, oh, I actually don't really need that, that does not get restocked. That gets thrown out. And so that's where Feeding America, it is. And that's where Feeding America comes back in and says, no, we'll take the surplus. And then they go to incredible 60,000 programs across the country.
Yep. All right. So the fact that Dr. Fauci has touted the clinical trial of this new drug that I can't pronounce. You want to try? You're doing it better. Is it Remdesivir?
Remdesivir.
Them too. Okay. So this will have an effect in terms of the recovery time. We have been so diminished here in our country in terms of the economics of this, our freedom, all those things have been challenged. Has anybody heard anything about an effort in Congress to incentivize getting our businesses back here?
Oh, yeah.
Anybody know where that is?
We've actually been talking about those efforts. Marsha Blackburn's got one. Tom Cotton and Ben Crenshaw are working on another one, and it would allow American businesses to sue China. It would allow American citizens individually to sue China to get money back.
What about getting the businesses back?
Then there's there's a second bill that Marsha Blackburn, I think, just put up a couple of days ago, and it's a good one.
What state is she from?
Tennessee. Okay. And she's a senator. And she said that this bill that she's starting to float and try to gather support for would actually bring, it would incentivize, it's been doing exactly what we've been talking about for a while now, incentivizing American companies to come back. Not forcing them, but providing an environment which would be better for them to tell them this is the right thing to do and move them back to the country.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've got to be very forceful as participants in the process, as voters. Citizens need to be really pushing their senators, their congressmen, to get this to happen, because without it, they'll just flounder into the same BS that they've been in, allowing the Chinese to run over us rampant. So tell me about the death of the guy who took fish tank cleaner. What?
I hadn't heard anything more about it, but Jen said that there could be a twist in that story.
There's a big twist in the story. Apparently, the guy's wife's name is Wanda, which just makes it even more and more
My
fun.
Mother's name was Wanda.
See? A fish called Wanda. Didn't you say
a fish called Wanda? Yeah. Yeah, that's right. A fish called Wanda. Yeah.
So, basically, this woman, apparently police now are looking into whether or not this was the accident that she said it was. If you don't remember the story, there was a husband and wife at the beginning of this outbreak when President Trump first started talking about hydroxychloroquine that ingested fish tank cleaner. The husband ended up dead. The woman ended up in the hospital.
And they took the fish tank cleaner because?
They said they heard President Trump talking about it, about hydroxychloroquine, and they realized that their fish tank cleaner was a form of that, so they ingested it. Well, obviously, that was not the intention of having President Trump talk about hydroxychloroquine.
Noah,
he never said that anybody should take fish tank cleaner, but apparently she used to have a koi pond, and she has some of this on the shelf, and so they said they were trying to blame President Trump for this guy's death. Well, now, flash forward, to the police in Mesa, the Mesa City Police Department. They're now investigating the death of the guy. His name is Gary Lenius. The wife's name is Wanda. And apparently Wanda has quite the history of domestic violence, actually. She was actually arrested and charged with domestic violence against her husband, but he dropped the charges because he hadn't been hurt. She threw a birdhouse at his head. She also has a history, apparently, of being pretty off the wall. I guess Gary was pretty, straight and narrow. He was kind of a level-headed guy. She clearly has not been, and has also been in trouble.
So she fed him this guy? She fed him
the tank? Well, that's what they think. She's also been in trouble for, like, yelling at people and being explosive. And I guess he had recently gotten hurt on a dirt bike ride, so she's been giving him a vitamin cocktail every single day.
Oh, the old slowly poison him to death. Yeah, all right. Black Widow. I saw that. TV movie.
Yeah, apparently the police are investigating her to see if there's anything to it, but doesn't look great for Wanda.
All right, good old Wanda. The New York Times says that Joe Biden is ahead in terms of the poll. I guess I'm going to wonder out loud whether this Tara Reid thing is impacting already, will impact him. Both these guys have to tread lightly.
I think what has to happen is he's got to say something about it.
Yeah.
He either needs to say he denies it, he needs to. They're asking him to turn over his Senate papers, and he won't do it. And actually, the university.
Would that be
Delaware,
written down somewhere?
Oh, yeah, there were ethics complaints filed against
him. Yeah, but they won't let him, until he's out of office for 2 years, you can't get at the stuff, right?
Isn't
that how that works? Yeah. I think if you look into it, the library where his papers are has said that they will not release any of his papers until 2 years after he's out of the public limelight.
Well, he was the senator in 1993 when this happened. So.
Right. But he's still in public life. They're hiding behind that.
I guess, but in any case, I think he has some friends on the board of directors. They need to turn the paperwork over because what makes this case even different, the media treatment is what kills me, because when less claims came out against Kavanaugh that could not be corroborated by anybody, including any witnesses, came out, the media basically called Brett Kavanaugh a rapist. They took apart his life. This woman has come forward with a whole chain since the 1990s of documentation. Her mother called Larry King back in the 90s to ask for help because her daughter was being assaulted by her boss in the Senate.
Wow.
There's a trail. And I'm not saying he did it or he didn't do it. I think he has the right to defend
himself.
Call
Larry King?
Oh, yeah, the mother did. The mother called and said the daughter worked for a senator, and she needed help because she was being sexually abused.
Hello, Wilmington.
I'm just saying we need to hear from him, and I don't know why he hasn't said anything yet.
Mm. Okay, the impact of the economy and the impact of the health focus, the impact of how many people are out of work, 89% fear an economic collapse. Well, we all know that we don't err on the side in this country of being positive, which is kind of a shame, because we're feeding into our own fears. Basically, is it good for everybody? No. Is the economy helped by this situation? Absolutely not. Stock market is turning around, and so we'll have to kind of wait and see. But we have mixed messages coming here. This is what concerns me. We got Fauci and some of the others saying, well, we better not do this too quickly. And then others say, yeah, we got to get back to work. We got to get people out there. Somewhere in the middle, hopefully, is going to be a resolve to this thing before we have dug ourselves such a hole that we can't get out of it, and that we've gotten out of a lot of other problems that were almost as bad as this. I don't know if there's ever been, because we historically we don't really do a good job of understanding what's happened in the past. We're not teaching our youngsters, so they have no perspective, historically speaking, on what happened, for example, in 1929 with a crash, what happened in the 30s, how the government helped people get back to work. The war actually is what changed everything. We don't have that. So what's going to people say, well, when you're talking about it that way, does that mean we need to have a good war to get out of this? Let's hope not. Let's hope that's not what we're thinking. But at any rate, and we haven't heard a peep. The Chinese have gone silent. The Russians are silent. The Iranians are silent. All of the people that were stirring the pot are now quiet. Why is that? Anybody seen anything that's coming out of China? Any information other than they deny that this was their fault? Yeah, right, exactly. Mm-hmm. And who believes that? Nobody who's got any common sense or any connection to the world. Quarantine fatigue certainly has set in my neighborhood, in my neck of the woods. I see more and more cars on the road now as people just want to get out. They want to get going, and they don't see, they don't feel the compelling need. Once they wear a mask, they think they're protecting themselves or others. They say, okay, so are we wearing a mask? That's what you told us. We're exercising the distance. Let's go. And there isn't anybody really coming back with a counter to that, is there? I mean, that's what you're telling us to do, we're willing to do that. Let's go.
I don't like the fact that the phased approach is not working for me being implemented now, because I think what happens is you have the government putting their thumb on what can reopen or not. My cousin, who does one-on-one haircuts with people, cannot open, but schools and childcare centers can. That doesn't make any sense to me. It doesn't make any sense that if schools open, why can't churches? It seems like there's a list of people that are being protected state by state, and that's not fair.
In our neighborhood, who has basically set up yours to the mayor and to the governor, he's had his church open every Sunday. As a matter of fact, the police threatened to arrest him because he's encouraging all of his parishioners to come to the church. It's a Christian something church. I forget what the name of it is. And he said, no, you know what? This is better. It's healthier for people to come. I tell them wear masks. They can wear gloves if they want to. They don't touch
people.
People
are being
separate.
Safe. I think that's fine.
It's 6 feet apart in a church. You just spread out.
I think if that's done correctly, I think there's no problem with that. What I have a problem with is, like, down in Florida, when the pastor's telling them, and everyone's packed in like sardines, and he's telling people, don't wear masks, don't socially distance. That's where I have an issue with it. But I think we can all do things with common sense. Let's hope. Let's hope we have common sense.
We used to isolate the sick people and let the healthy people circulate, and now we're isolating the healthy people. And so what does that mean for our immune systems? Are we going to get sicker? Are we doing harm to our bodies because we're staying indoors? Who knows?
It's not well thought out, that's for sure. You know, it's right around the country. We've lost all of this focus. But Mother's Day is coming, 2 weeks? From this weekend, I think. Mother's Day. Who's thinking about that? And all the Mother's Day exercise, all the Mother's Day fun that you have. I was thinking about some of the sponsors that we have and whether we use Mother's Day as a promotional thing. And when it comes to losing weight, I don't know that it's a cool idea to say, hey, Mom, here's for Mother's Day, a way for you to lose all that extra weight that you have. You think that's a good approach?
You know what? Actually, at this point in time where we've all been baking banana bread like it's coming out of our ears, I don't think it's an insult. I think it's a saving grace.
All right. Okay. Well, I'll take your word for it and focus this on those of you, whether it's your mother, your grandmother, whoever it is, your wife. They're not going to take this the wrong way because they, as Victoria just said, have been enjoying the lifestyle of the fat and fatter during this thing. We've been eating and eating and eating. Haven't had a lot. I know I haven't had as much exercise. I put on a couple of pounds, and I don't like it. But those of you who are putting on the weight, who have had the weight, you realize that you are very vulnerable with all that weight. So maybe husbands or children, think about your mom if she's overweight. Maybe this is a sign of love. Folks at Calitrin are here to help you out. Your health, your mother's health, everybody's health matters. But go to toploss.com. If you're not familiar with the company or the product, familiarize yourself with it. Go to toploss.com. Check out Calitrin, which is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss because it's all natural, drug-free, stimulant-free. It is proven beyond a shadow of a doubt to be the safest weight loss supplement around. And right now, using the code DJV, you can buy 3 and get 3 free. You can buy 50 and get 50 free. That's until the end of the month, which is pretty much upon us. So let's get to it. Want to take advantage of this special deal for Mother's Day? Help yourself to toploss.com and use the code DJV to save the money. Don't even have to pay for shipping. Toploss.com, code DJV, 21 after the hour.
More. Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Let's do a little celebrating here of our own. Those of us who understand how fabulous the music of the 60s really was. It's Throwback Thursday, and Victoria's done a great job of getting us back into the fold with a list from this week in 1965. Starting with the Supremers, number five this week with Back in My Arms Again. Ooh. How about that? I could make up. I was just
fabulous.
Background singer.
You could have been the fourth stream.
I could.
The fifth needle, whatever you want.
Right. I'd rather have been in the Moody Blues, frankly.
I would support that. That's a good band.
Oh, fabulous. Fabulous band. All right, so number five, Back in My Arms Again, Supremes, I think third or fourth big, maybe fifth big hit, matter of fact. Number four, this is one of my favorite Beach Boys tunes. Help, Miranda! Help, help, Miranda! Get me back into your arms. Get her back in my arms. Rhonda, Rhonda! All right, crank it up, Bill. Help, Miranda! Help, help, Miranda! Help, Miranda! Help, help, Miranda! Help, Miranda! Yes. Wow, this is... they had probably a half a dozen songs that I just love, 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 love. And this may be number two or three on that list. Crank it up again. So Beach Boy. Do you think so, Victoria?
I love this, yeah.
Help me out. Help me get you out of my heart. Number three. A song pretty similar, it's pretty typical of what was in the pop music fair in the mid-60s. Jerry Lewis, who was Jerry Lewis's son, his group was called the Playboys. This was their third of five or six big songs. Count Me In. I got goosebumps listening to this. Count Me Out. Three.
Count the ones that want you. Count me too.
Haven't you?
No, I don't know.
That's a fun song.
Be sure you count on me.
Count on me. Let's see where we're going here. Another one that was so typical, and this is Peter Noon. I can't stand listening to him, but he really did a great job. He was good as a lead singer for the Herman's Hermits. Mrs. Brown, you have a lovely daughter. Remember Henry VIII, I Am, another one of the big hits. I like this one, though, a lot. Crank it up, Peter. Oh, Peter.
She doesn't love me now. She's made of paper.
That's how it sounds like when he talks.
She wants to return those things I bought her.
Me daughter.
Tell her she can keep them just the same.
So let's see. At this point in the Beatles' career, there was nothing that came out of their mouths that didn't go to number one almost instantly. Such was the story with the number one song this week in 1965, the aforementioned Beatles. It's a Ticket to Ride.
She's got a ticket to ride, but she don't care.
A lot of covers of this song. Carpenters did a good cover of this. All right, John. That's yours, that's John. They just had so much fun, some of this stuff. The earlier stuff was fun and funny and sometimes foolish. But this was just, this found a niche for the era. Was it yesterday we were talking about the Stones, or the day before, one day of this week, the Stones were talking about whether they were more popular than the Beatles, and it rested on the number of performances because they're still together and the Beatles aren't.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, the Stones can hold no candle to the amount of music that came from the Beatles that was successful. And this is number one this week, 1965, 28 after the hour.
In these unprecedented times, a lot of companies have changed the way they do business. MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. They still want you to get the best sleep of your life, though, and maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, they have buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. Give your linen closet a makeover at MyPillow.com and remember to use promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV.
Ahoy!
Ahoy!
Yoo-hoo! Ahoy!
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 Ahoy there!
Ahoy!
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 Ahoy! In the name
ahoy,
of the great
ahoy,
Neptune! Ahoy!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with basic plans starting at $100 a year. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for a basic liability policy not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another grim milestone as the number of coronavirus deaths in the United States has now exceeded 60,000. There is a bit of good news, though, as well, as a new drug that's apparently showing promise in treating COVID-19 is reportedly going to be fast-tracked for approval by the FDA. President Trump saying yesterday he is hopeful the agency will issue the emergency approval for remdesivir, which would make it the first drug approved to treat the virus. Governor Gavin Newsom of California is now ordering all California beaches and state parks to close. It takes effect tomorrow, the move coming after thousands of people packed the beaches last weekend in the Golden State. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
At least four children are dead, another is missing, after a horse-drawn buggy overturned during a rainstorm in Kentucky. It happened yesterday afternoon in a very rural area of the northeastern part of that state, about an hour east of Lexington. Kentucky State Police say the horse and buggy were crossing a low-water bridge when the buggy overturned. It threw an adult and five kids into the water. The adult was quickly rescued, but crews found the bodies of the four children, and again, they're still searching for the fifth. Wall Street futures are up after tech stocks reported some solid earnings. Dow futures up 75 points a short time ago. That's 0.3%. The S&P 500 futures are up about 0.1%. NASDAQ futures are up 0.5%. Facebook and Microsoft shares rose in after-hours trading after both tech heavyweights reported promising revenue numbers in spite of the economic wreckage from the coronavirus pandemic. And a surfer in California nursing some minor wounds after a brush with a shark near Moonlight Beach in Encinitas. The attack happened in the afternoon yesterday. Lifeguards did immediately tend to the surfer, who was then taken to a hospital for further treatment, expected to survive. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
South 34 at the hour here on the DJV Thursday program, April 30th. Tori and I, those of us who produce work on this program behind the scenes and on the air, very supportive of Feeding America, which if you don't know, actually you're probably more familiar with it. I knew that they existed, Victoria, but I didn't know what they really were all about until I got involved and signed up for this thing. 200 food banks around the country, feeding 46 million people, mostly working through food pantries and soup kitchens and shelters and that sort of thing I'm thinking of churches and why bank came into my mind, who knows why. Forbes magazine says it's the second largest U.S. charity by revenue. It was formed in 1979, known as America's Second Harvest until about 10 years ago. They work to educate the public, keep us informed about hunger in America, and we've certainly seen all of those stats, the things that, when you get right down to it, believing that 60 million people are impacted in some way by hunger in our country. So the individual independent radio owners and programs like mine, radio industry, dedicated to helping causes like this. So they put together Radio Cares with this event, and there are now, we're up to thousands of radio stations across the country inviting you to help out to enable the children in this country, the families in this country, seniors, if you will, who may be by themselves and sit at a table. Will you give a gift to help them out? You can pretty easily. All you do, there are two ways of doing it. Excuse me. Apologize for my allergies, really, have kicked in today. You can go to djvshow.com. You'll see a button there on the top of the page, a big one, Radio Cares. Click that. Give what you can. You can text your donation to feed, F-E-E-D. Text it to 95819. That's feed to 95819. That's how you can text. All of the money, every single penny, goes directly to help feeding people who need it in America. So, want to help set the table up? You want to make sure that America in the future isn't going to be hungry like so many other, you know, we're supposedly a first-rate, first-class country. With all these people, I'm ashamed of our country, frankly, Victoria. There are so many people that are hungry. There's no reason for that. Stupid laws, people keeping homeless people or those who have no means from getting leftover food in restaurants and grocery stores and stuff. It's mindless. You got to wonder how these people think. It makes no sense to me. You know, people, you got to wonder where some of this stuff starts. Who's being protected by what here?
I think there is a good intention, probably.
I don't even know. I'm not sure. I think that that's the case. But you're welcome to do it.
We had a company that I used to work for. We did a big event, and we had gift bags. And so we had taken donations. It was a charity thing for Amnesty International, and so we had gift bags for all the artists who were performing and things like that. And you know the potato chip brand Utz, UTZ.
Yeah.
So
yes.
They donated cases and cases of small, you know, individual bags of potato chips, like for you know, one person. And so we had so many more than we needed. And we looked into, can we donate the bags of potato chips to a food bank or to a homeless shelter or whatever? No one would take it because they said it wasn't nutritious.
Oy.
It's like, okay. And so we went out at night and just handed the bags out to homeless people. We made our own little, you know, sandwich packs and made like, box lunches. So we did it ourselves, but we had to do it at night because the cops will give us a ticket. So it is so
mindless?
Stupid. I know. I mean, we were literally running from the police at certain points while we're trying to hand out food to homeless people.
We're kind of a
people.
Country we're living in.
It's nuts.
Right. Well, unemployment is at an all-time high. Other than the Great Depression, 1929 percentages were higher then, but numbers have never been higher. It's getting close to 40 million people without work here. And that's really, that's a tough nut.
Food banks are such an essential. That it's the food bank, you don't think about it until you need them, and then it's your lifeline. It becomes your lifeline. There are images all across the country right now, people in their cars practicing social distancing, but they're in their cars on these incredibly long lines at food banks across the country just trying to put some food on
the
table.
Imagine that. In your community, if you haven't, it is in your community. So
it's in every community. It's everywhere.
It is. So if you want to learn how to make a difference, you can easily go to the website feedingamerica.org and see what's going on. There's a list there of all of the 200 food banks in the country that are participating and helping people. As of this last half hour, bottom of the hour, $49,934 has been raised in this.
Oh, that's great.
So
we've been saying this, but this is true, and you can see all of this on the Feeding America website as well. You can give $1, and that's 10 meals. So $5, 50 meals. I mean, it's small amounts of money make a huge, huge difference. And I would just implore everyone. I'm sending this link to everybody that I know. If you can spare $5, $10, $20, whatever you can, it makes a massive difference to people who right now are sitting on those lines waiting for a meal for their family. And it's horrible that we're in this situation, but, you know, everyone's been saying it. We are in it together, and it's every little bit makes a difference.
Here is the story of one person, one family in need.
They're in a devastating situation. They need food.
I'm not going to work. My kids aren't going to school. My wife's not going to work.
It's been pretty hard.
Things are tough, but we're not the only ones. Oh, I'm a hustler.
Doing their best, and we're so thankful for that.
I am so thankful.
This is happening in cities across America.
This has really helped me out a lot.
It's going to somebody that needs it.
We can't meet the challenge of this moment without additional help.
In this crisis, the demand is great.
We're here to help.
We're all Americans. We should all be doing everything we can.
We're going to work together. It just breaks your heart. We want to do more.
We're doing all we can to help out.
They're going to need help. Everyone's going to need help.
If you want to help out, you can go to djvshow.com, click on the donate link at the top of the page. You also can text feed to 95819, and a donation link will be sent right away to your phone. The donations will be taken now and through the weekend until Sunday midnight Eastern time. So this urgent call on our program, other programs as well, trying to raise money for these food banks. I'm going to keep the button up on the DJV show, all of my websites, all the programs that I do, because I think it's important. You can give money anytime, but we're really trying to focus on it now with this national radio effort. So again, click on the button at djvshow.com or gooddayhealthshow.com or americanfamilyfarmershow.com or yourhiddenpowershow.com or talkradiocountdownshow.com. All those shows I do and we produce, and I'm certainly eager to have this number go as high as it can through the next few days. So help yourself. What a great feeling it is, though. Even if you only, as Victoria said, give a buck. That's okay. We all
That's
know things
meals.
Are tough. You know, it's tough, but it really the idea of thinking how far that $1 goes, that's really what's amazing here. How far these people can stretch us. We'd like to have them preparing our food, and we hire them to feed us because they do it so responsibly and economically, and it's good food. Yeah, they know how to put all this stuff together. Don't they study? They're very focused on nutrition, aren't they?
Yes, absolutely. They try to make the most of whether it's surplus farmer, you know, produce, things like that. They try to make balanced meals. They have nutritionists that work on these lunch boxes and the food boxes. So they want to make it as healthy as possible. But you know, it's just amazing to hear those stories and how many people really need the help right now. So just give as much as you can. And I know it's a tough time for so many people in our country right now. So many people are affected by this pandemic. But if you have a buck to spare, if you can maybe cut out a little bit of a luxury, don't order delivery one night and spend the $20 on this instead. Just go on the Feeding America
That's
site and see the work that they do, and it will make your heart swell.
One of the things, speaking of helping people, I noticed that Cody Beauty offering a $1,000 check to hairstylists and manicurists. When are they going to be able to open up the beauty salons again? Do you know across the United States? State by state, I know.
Yeah.
But Cody, what do you know? They're a professional beauty supply company.
Well, they own so many brands. So they most recently they were in the news last year for buying Kylie Jenner's brand for $1 billion or something like that. But they're one of the biggest companies in the beauty industry. So it's great that they're trying to help out because a lot of salons are, you know, look, very few salons are chains, and most salons are individually owned. And the salon that I go to, two girls own it and run it. And, you know, I've been concerned about them being able to reopen. And I hope that they will. And I hope their clients will feel comfortable and you know, and go back and start generating some revenue again.
They're offering up to $200,000 in grants to licensed hairdressers and people that are involved in these sort of programs. It was launched through hairdressers at Heart COVID-19, the crisis relief program. They have 200 individuals that will get checks for $1,000. If you want to submit an application, go to beautyenvisionawards.com. Beautyenvisionawards.com. As I said, one of the studies we've done with people listening to this program over the years has been we found that there are so many small business people that are attracted to this show for whatever the reason. Maybe they feel in sync with me because I'm a small business person myself, whatever it is. But those small business, like it's like the family farmer. We all got to sort of stick together. And it is, Trump has said this a number of times, and he's so right. Other people have as well. The backbone of America is the small business. The small one, two, three, four. You know, they paid a lot of lip service to it. The money's still going to the wrong people, some of it. But that is the correct way of looking at the heritage of our country. At the at how it's structured, how it is kept together, these small businesses, the plumber, the carpenter, the people who run the beauty salon, the barber shop, the small little corner grocery store, all those.
Well, take a look. You know, it's one of those old sayings, you know, take a walk down Main Street and check out, you know, the small business. The thing that really bothered me so much about the way that money was distributed, you know, the barber shop, which exists across America, you know, the little boutiques, the little retail stores.
I go to a little guy, one guy. One shop and that's it.
But they're not the ones who got the money. It went to, you know, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse and the Lakers.
They fixed that.
And
right. Shouldn't have happened in the first place.
It shouldn't have. And let's hope that when they get that money back, that they actually are smarter about who gets these loans. And you know, and I know that the big banks have been kind of awful in this, and they're only giving loans out to people that they know they're going to get their money back on. And it's a shame.
Well,
there's such a divide.
And the interesting thought of that, part of that thought, is that it's not their money. It's coming from the federal government is sending wires to the banks to distribute. As the banks are doing the work, and they're watching, they're monitoring, they're deciding who's getting the money, not the feds. And nobody in the federal government is looking at your application. No, it's going to a bank that's certified by the feds to be a small business loaner. And those are that money goes, they give them, for example, my bank, I think, got $500 million. They distribute it among the clients that they have, people like me, who applied and were certified. And so, you know, I was in the queue and I knew I was going to get my money in, like right after I applied. Cause they said, you know, you check all the boxes. And that's how it should work. Not how it has worked, but it ought to be the way it should have worked. Speaking of things working, let's focus on you and your health and your immune system. Vitamin D. It supports your health, your immune system, so many other things in your body. So the question has come up on so many occasions when I talk to doctors on the air about why we are so, as a population, we're so vitamin D deficient. There's no reason that you should be. Because Purity Products has this fabulous product called Advanced Vitamin D. It's doctor-formulated, clinically validated, 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune support cofactors, magnesium, zinc, and boron are in this as well. And the best thing is it costs you less than $20. $19.95 for Advanced Vitamin D, your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D, $19.95. Call 800-484-5947. You can do that right now, 800 800-484-5947. 800-484-5947. You'll get a free bottle of Ultra Pure Fish Oil from Purity Products as well. Good stuff. It's 10 before the hour here on the DJV Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Sorry, I just shattered my image of Harrison Ford. I'm very upset with her for spreading.
I hate to say, but you're literally the last person to hear this.
I really. No Chuck Curry today on Movie Moments, but certainly a lot to talk about, including the fact that Harrison Ford is out speaking regarding the incident at this was last week. He's had three or four of them. He did one at Santa Monica, where he's got an old World War II biplane that he flies around California a lot. And from his ranch into California, and he buzzed off the wrong runway there, and then he buzzed over an American Airlines plane at John Wayne Airport, I think a year or so ago, and now this was on April 24th at the Hawthorne Airport in L.A. He crossed a runway where another aircraft was landing. There's only one runway at this airport anyway. He misheard a radio instruction, immediately acknowledged a mistake, apologized. Nobody was injured, no danger, actually. The spokesperson said the aircraft were 3,600 feet apart. So come on, isn't that? I mean, that happens all the time. But they're investigating him because of other incidents. So when I started talking to Victoria about this, she said, oh, well, he's a big stoner. And I said, what? And she said, no, you're the, what she just said. You're the only person in America who doesn't
like
know.
Like the worst kept secret ever. Yeah. He's a big stoner.
How do you know that? Where does that come from? Oh, challenging.
I don't.
You're
always
challenging my sources, but.
Well, yeah, I have a very reliable source who worked with him. Yes.
Oh.
So,
really?
Yeah. I will not say this person's name because he's a very public figure, but yeah, I'll tell you off the air.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, so this has been going on with him since 1999. He had to make an emergency landing in a California riverbed when he was flying a helicopter.
So. Now, see, for that one, that crash landing, everyone was like, oh, you know, Harrison Ford, he shouldn't be flying anymore. But I saw an aviation expert on TV at the time, and he said, actually, Harrison Ford, if it was another pilot who didn't have his skills, it would have been deadly. So that actually he is a really good pilot. He just seems to have some stoner mishaps. You know, it happens.
So, how many others, we know Willie Nelson's a big stoner. Jennifer Aniston apparently is, too. But
I've
who
heard
else?
That as well.
Yeah, who else have you heard?
Like
actors,
everyone.
Movie.
I feel like everyone is a stoner at this point. You know, it's
I'm not.
Marijuana's every. Well,
you're not.
Except for you. I smoke some weed every once in a while.
You
but,
do?
I mean, it's. Look at you. You're like, you do? But, you know, I mean, it's at this point, it's like who doesn't have a tattoo, you know? It's like it's more people who...
Have a tattoo either.
Yeah, I know. You're very goody-two-shoes. So everybody else has a tattoo, at least one, and smokes some weed.
So there's a startup company rolling out a breathalyzer that can tell if you've smoked weed in the past 2 hours. Why?
This is really... Because it takes about 2 hours for the high to hit. And so this is really
impaired
important.
Impaired drivers or impaired pilots in this case.
Everybody. Yep, everybody. I think this is a really important breakthrough. I have seen so many cars swerving around the road with the smoke billowing out. It's like a Cheech and Chong thing in 2020. And it's so dangerous. I think stone drivers are usually going a lot slower than drunk drivers, so that's like one thing that they have in their favor. But it's so dangerous. Any type of impairment behind the wheel I'm adamantly against, and it's so dangerous. So I hope that this becomes the norm and that people take it seriously. Don't get behind the wheel if you're stoned or if you're smoking or whatever. Just don't do it. And I hope people get busted for it.
So in Harrison Ford's case... How does this impact his acting? One would wonder if he's stoned like
you're
suggesting.
Well, in Force Awakens, he pretty much looked like he was stoned the whole time. So.
What was Force Awakens? I forget what that is. What's that?
Star Wars, Force Awakens.
Oh, the Force Awakens. Really? Yeah. You think so? Does it go back? Do you think the other people, like I know that, I don't know. I'm just thinking about some of the other
stars.
Let's
put it this way. I can say this safely. So I was at a comedy festival and with some of the people who are the writers for The Simpsons, the animated show. Harrison Ford has been a guest on The Simpsons many times. And the running joke is we better allow 2 extra days of filming and recording because Harrison is so stoned he forgets all of his lines. And so it's it's a running gag. Yeah. Like so
my God,
anyone from The Simpsons will verify that. Too, yeah.
That's very disappointing.
But we still love him. I mean, it's not like he's shooting up heroin. It's not that big of a deal.
No, I mean, I would go to see anything that he was in, but that's, I don't know. It's kind of like John Wayne used to smoke so much, and that's why he had cancer and died at 72. That was always disappointing. And, you know, you look at the people that you really admire.
Isn't Harrison Ford like 70?
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special EMDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.